The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And some of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished the breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Then he said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying the kind of death that he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, by the end of this week, we will hopefully have a new pope for the church. So I'm praying still for the repose of the soul of Pope Francis. Let's also pray to our Blessed Mother, to our Lord, for the cardinals of the church who will be praying and choosing a new pope for us. They need our prayers, the church needs our prayers, and We ask that whoever they choose, that the Lord will guide him and help us to continue to find Christ, to follow him, to encounter him, and to proclaim the gospel of Christ to the world. So let's pray a Hail Mary, asking for those prayers. In the name of the Father, and Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, of the Holy Spirit. This last week, I sadly, but also in a beautiful way, had the opportunity to pray a funeral mass for my grandmother. She passed away. She was 92 years old. And up until she went into the hospital, just a few weeks before she died, she was living on her own and taking care of herself. And so she was kind of remarkable in that way. At the funeral mass, as we do at every funeral mass, this particular prayer and song is sung at the end of the ceremony. We pray and sing, "Saints of God, come to her aid. Hasten to meet her, angels of the Lord. Receive her soul and present her to God the Most High." This is a prayer that we hear at a funeral mass. It's part of the final commendation prayers that we hear just before we head to the cemetery for our final goodbyes. It is a moment for all who are present at the funeral to pray for the soul of that person who has died. It is also a moment to pray for ourselves. We might ask ourselves in this prayer, "Lord, what do I need right now?" Or, "Lord, what am I holding on to in this life? Lord, I need your grace in this moment. Lord, can I turn to you and truly say, I love you, Jesus, and I will take up my cross and follow you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." St. Peter had to be, at least in my sense, a pretty tough decision for Jesus. When you're looking at all the apostles and you're thinking, who's going to be the head of this group and leader? You probably would not always choose St. Peter. Peter would have these moments in the gospel of clarity where he would say and proclaim with confidence, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then he would see Jesus and he would deny him, deny knowing him, deny his relationship with him. For Jesus, Peter needed to be the leader of the apostles and the church, but not in the classic way. In this gospel, Jesus forgives Peter his threefold denial, and he shows Peter how to lead the church. He says first he teaches Peter to feed his sheep. You have to tend to the church, tend to the flock that is before you. But then he says to Peter, "You will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus is teaching Peter that leading the church means you have to die You have to die to self. You have to lay down on the cross, as I did. For Peter, that meant to literally die on a cross. You must die to self. You have to literally offer your life for the faith. The cross for Peter, the cross for the apostles, is real. It's not a symbol for them. It's not something that they hung on their walls in their homes. For them, the cross was real, and they had to hold it and see it and embrace it. The cross for us has to be real. It is not to be avoided. It must be embraced. Be careful. Be careful not to conform yourselves to the powers of this world. This world is passing away. Be transformed instead. Be transformed by the constant renewal of your minds, of your hearts, of your desires, of your love for Jesus. Be transformed. Do you love me? Jesus asks. Jesus was asking Peter for a love that is total, complete, eternal in heaven. Not some worldly love that has no meaning. No, Jesus demands that we take up the cross and be transformed by the gift and the beauty of the cross of Jesus. Who in this church does not bear a cross of some kind? Who in the world doesn't? There is no one. Everyone does, whether they deny it or believe it. And we have to see it not as a burden, but as our way to heaven. Because Jesus walks it with us. Jesus is at our side and says, I will bear that cross for you. You're never alone with this cross. Be transformed by it. How do we do this? By what we're doing right now. This is it. We primarily do it through our worship of God at the Mass. Because at the Mass, Jesus taught us how to receive Him. He teaches us every week, every day, how to receive His love. Jesus taught us, become what you have received. Our worship at the Holy Mass is all about receiving the Word of God and the sacrament of the Eucharist. Jesus gives us at every Mass a share in the cross. He gives us at every Mass all that we need to endure the cross and proclaim the gospel to the world. Be transformed. The Holy Mass, this is our training ground where Jesus, through His divine love, teaches us to be true followers of the cross. If you want to serve anyone in the world, do it through the cross of Jesus. Bring Jesus with you to every place. We will soon, of course, have another successor of St. Peter, Someone will be chosen and they'll have to face the question that Peter faces today from Jesus. Do you love me? And they're going to have to respond. When that name is chosen, they go up to that cardinal and they ask him, do you want and do you accept this? Do you accept this decision? And he has to say, I accept. Yes. How will he serve the church? All of us are wondering that. Will he be another Pope Francis? Will he be a Pope Benedict? Will he be a Pope John Paul II? Will he be blah, blah, blah? It's silly, all of that, by the way. He will be what God wants him to be. He can't be anybody else. He needs to be, for us now, what we need. That's it. And most of all, what he needs and what we need is Jesus. We need to be guided toward that question. Jesus says, that Jesus asks us, do you love me? We need to pray for the next pope, because he will begin his ministry as pope during a time of jubilee, the jubilee year of hope, but also in a time where there is ongoing war, suffering, and conflict everywhere. A world that needs once again to hear this important question of Jesus. Do you love me? And so from the Pope to every bishop, priest, and deacon, to every baptized person, all of us together, every person in the world, we need to proclaim, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And I'll follow you. And I'll embrace the cross that you have given to me. And we will sing as we hear in Revelation, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, Jesus Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. Proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.